In this series, we celebrate some of the artworks in the NGV collection created by female artists and learn from their achievements and unique challenges. We also reconsider historical portrayals of women depicted in art, whose experiences and accomplishments have often been overlooked or undervalued. My name is Angela Hessen, and I'm curator of Australian painting, sculpture, and decorative arts to 1980 at the NGV. To begin this series, I'm going to tell you about Annie Beale and her 1907 work, Gothic Chair, in our collection. Annie Beale was the daughter of prominent early Victorian Western District settlers, Amy and Charles Beale, and lived most of her life in Lorne on the Great Ocean Road. Though there is no record of Beale training formally as a woodcarver, she had some contact with celebrated woodcarver Robert Prenzel. His ledger records show that Beale purchased a set of specimen chests from him in 1928. Beale exhibited several carved items, including Gothic chair and carved panel plum branch, in the first Australian exhibition of women's work held at the Royal Exhibition Building, Melbourne, in 1907. Gothic chair was awarded second place in the amateur class for best carved single specimen. From the mid-19th century, the arts and crafts movement had prompted a widespread revival in traditional craft techniques. The return to handmaking was, in part, a response to the inescapable modern phenomena of urbanisation and industrialisation. Wood carving, though widely practised, was an uncommon craft for women artists to undertake prior to the late 19th century. Occupations such as needlework and watercolour painting were considered more genteel, in part because they were less physically strenuous. Beale's Gothic chair was an unusually ambitious project, in both its scale and the richness and diversity of its stylistic influences, including Art Nouveau, Chinoiserie, and, of course, the Gothic.